你没事干，我有事干。
对不起，讲错话了，张伟一下就被抓住了啊，真是没办法。OK， 好，那我们就准时开始，好不好？我们准时开始。
OK，Let's、okay, start。
主，谢谢你在过年的时候让我们有一些反思。
Thank you, Lord, that you have a time for us for retrospect in the new year.
在过年的时候，我们有很多很复杂的一些想法。
We might have a very complex feeling during the new year.
好像天真岁月人真瘦，好像我们又长了一岁。
We all a year older now.
不知道是好呢还是不好。
We don't know whether it's for all good or bad.
似乎有好也有不好。
And it seems that it's both.
我们好像对人生也没有这样子有把握。
We might not have a lot of assurance in for our life.
往前看，往后看，好像都不对劲儿。
Doesn't matter if we look forward or look backward.
所以我们常常这个过年的时候也不见得是十分会快乐的。
So therefore, we might not be that happy during the New Year.
甚至有很多年长的做父母的。或者是年纪大点的很怕过年。
Even for some elder people, they are afraid of the New Year.
哎呀，这个别人问的一些问题等等，彼此拜年的时候。
When we are greeting each other, we ask those questions.
主要常常会让你有很多的压力在。
It might add on your stress.
主要我们实在不知道要怎么样自处，好像是好时间，但是又不是一个好时光。
It seems it should be a time for celebrate, but we just cannot be in the spirit.
主要我们到底是怎么回事呢？
Lord, tell us why.
主要你帮助我们在人生能够找到一个真的好的方向。
Lord, help us to find our direction in life.
帮助我们真是过年的时候有一个新的一个方向在那。
Give us a new direction in this new year.
求主祝福我们当中的每一位。
Please bless everyone here.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
你帮助我们，让我们能够刚强起来。
You help us and make us strong.
你祝福我们下面这段时间。
Bless the time later.
与我们同在。
Please be with us.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
听我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣的名。
I'm praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.中国在过年的时候，我相信虽然我们在这个地方没有太多过年的气氛，
Although we might not have a lot of a New Year's atmosphere here.
所以有些人甚至说我还要照样上课，我还要照样上班，完全没有感受到这个过年的一个 欢乐的气氛在。
Kids are in school, adults are at work. It seems that we are not in the spirit.
但是我们多多少少，起码你上个礼拜五来了，你吃一顿很好的饭，起码是有这么一个差别。
But I hope you all enjoyed the dinner last Friday.
但是如果说我们看周遭的，特别是在中国或者是在华人多的地方，我们看一些这个年景啊，过年的气氛的时候。
However, when we are looking at whether in back in China or here, we can see the celebration.
你会发现一件共同的事实。
You will find one fact.
就是你看到周围最多的颜色是什么？
What is the color that you see most?
我们这边就有两件。过年的时候你穿啥？
What color do you wear during the New Year?
穿红色的连姥姥都穿红色的哈。
And you wear red.
其实红的好像在我以前年纪稍微轻一点的时候觉得哎呀这个是都是女生的颜色。
Before, I thought the red belongs to the ladies.
男生穿红的有点不太像话哦，这个有点好像那个时候这个没有这个范围啊。
It's not a color for gentlemen.
但是很多男的其实心里面我们其实都对红的有相当的喜欢。
But we all love the color of red.
因为红的代表一些很特殊的东西，甚至我们都不知道是什么的。
We all like the color. We might not even know why.
你记得那个在我们当中曾经有一位宣教士 Stephen 郝东，记得吗？
Do you remember Stephen Hao?
他就喜欢穿红的。
He likes to wear red.
啊，然后什么红的夹克啊，然后还有一次穿个什么半红的裤子，我说这是什么回事啊？
He has a red jacket and red pants.
啊，有，还有我还看过男生穿红的球鞋的，哎呦，我说这个是红的跑到鞋子上去了。
I even see some people wearing red sneakers.
所以在新年的时候，最多的颜色就是应该是红的，我想应该不会错，弟兄姊妹同意吧？
Do you agree with me that the most color you see during New Year is red?
好，然后除了红以外，第二多的你们猜是什么颜色？我注意一下。
In addition to red, what is the most common color?
对 ，gold 金色。
It's the color of gold.
啊，这个金色呢是最多，这两个组合是最常看到在中国年的颜色。
This is often the combination you see most during Chinese New Year.
我们今天就要谈谈红色为什么跟新年有关。
So today I want to talk about why the New Year is related, why red color red is related to New Year.
这个红色到底跟我们生命中的有什么样的连结啊？
How is red related to our life?
那跟新年又有什么连结呢？
And why is it related to New Year?
所以我今天又尝试用另外一个角度来看这件事情，也跟各位做一起来做一个探讨。
I would like to discuss this question with you.
但是我必须说哈，这是我个人的看法，这是一个讲的严格一点，是一个 hypothesis, OK?
But strictly speaking, it's on my own hypothesis.
就是一个设想，一个假论，一个假什么？假说，对，假说啊。
So it is my own hypothesis.
我愿意照我最大最这个吃奶的力量，我全部把我全部都想的告诉各位。
I want to explain my thinking to you.
但是我要请弟兄姊妹跟我一起来慎思明辨。
But I would like to invite you to discern.
不是说我讲的一定都对。
It's not like whatever I say is true.
啊，但是我愿意跟神跟各位在神面前一起有这样子的思想。
But however, I want to share my thought with you.
哇，这个颜色怎么到上面都变了样子？应该是红色的哈，应该是这样子，应该是这样子。这个是上面大概有一个灯管还是什么三级哈？三级灯管里面有一个红的，大概不 work 了。But anyway, 应该是红，大红大红的哈。
It's supposed to be a bright red color.
哎呦，那这样的话我下次要注意到这个了哈。好，我自己认为为什么红色对人有这么大的一个冲击呢？
In my opinion, the reason why red has a strong impact on people.
其实是应该有原因的。
There's a reason behind it.
我感觉上对西方来讲是有，但是我自己不知道为什么，也许自己是因为中国人的关系，对中国的红色是特别的多，我的感受是这样。
And in my opinion, there is more red in China.
除了我们穿衣服，新年穿新的红的衣服。
In addition to New Year, we like to wear red clothes.
我们最喜欢恭喜发财，什么拿来啊？
红包拿来。
红包拿来。你要不要说恭喜发财，白包拿来，有没有？
白包不是这样子，白包是不好的。
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. And people like to wrap money in the red envelope to give out during New Year.
为什么白包不好啊？
红包是喜庆嘛，那个白包是丧事啊。来新年拿白包的。
就是啊。
我知道，我知道，但是我问你们为什么？这怎么会来？来源是啥
？I would like to ask the question, why is it so?
红白事，红白事哈。那个新娘上轿是穿什么衣服啊？就为什么中国这么多红的呢
？Wear red.
好，为什么好像这个红的就代表欢乐那种？那种振奋，那种激昂，那种好的，为什么会
？Why does red represent happiness?
有时候我自己想想很特别哈。
It is a very special color.
所以我就稍微想一想，可能有原因的啊。
I think there is a reason behind it.
所以我今天提出来是一个 hypothesis， 是一个假设，自己我从圣经的了解，是一个中国人的习俗里面，我自己有这样子的看法。
So today I would like to present you with my hypothesis.
我自己的认为，为什么红对我们中国人这么代表喜气洋洋，代表所有的好东西都在那里？为什么？
The reason behind the color red is?
因为我自己认为哈，我自己个人的体会，红色是很可能是代表一个生命。
In my opinion, red represents life.
红色特别是我自己从圣经里面看，在很多很多地方也都讲到，其实就是一个生命的代名词。
And it often mentioned in Bible as well, the color red.It's a representation of life.
为什么红色代表生命呢？对我个人来言，为什么呢？
Why does red represent life?
不知不觉，我自己认为，其实红色另外一个代名词是什么呢？
What is another name for red?
你想到红色另外一个代名词，尤其在希伯来文，在犹太人的心中，是代表什么呢？
What does red represent?Especially in Hebrew culture.
其实红色就代表血。
Red represents blood.
好，你看这个圣经里面有讲到，我们不是说有 blood moon， 有血月吗？其实就是红的月，对不对？
When we talk about blood moon, that means the moon is red.
所以在犹太人，我自己认为在他们的心目中，红色跟血是两个意义相同，或者是相通的一个意思。
So in the Hebrew culture, red and blood are equivalent.
他们就想到血的时候就想到红，想到血的时候就想到生命。所以我自己这样认为，就是红色就跟生命就不知不觉的就连在一起了。
When you think about blood, you think about color red, and when you think about blood, you think about life.
因为血我们每一个人都了解，在我们生命中是非常重要的。
Because We all know that the blood is very important to life.
生命在血中，在圣经上有明明的记载。
Life is in the blood. It is recorded in the Bible.
好，我们来一起来念一次，好吗
？Let's read it together.
这是在利未记17:11。
It is in Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together. For the
因为活物的生命是在血中，
and I have given to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's
因为血里有生命，所以可以赎诸罪。在这个地方，上帝就很清楚。特别我要强调，特别在旧约时代，在这个地方讲了一件非常重要的真理，就是活物是在生命的血中。
And here the Bible is very clear stating the life of creature is in blood.
我把它 highlight 出来，因为这个在犹太人或者在圣经或者在旧约的犹太人的心目中，生命是在他的血里面。
It's a very important concept for the Old Testament.Old Testament time Hebrew.
我这个地方要 qualify 一下，我们不是说，哎，他在这个血小板里面，还是在白血球，在红血球里面，我们不需要去追究这个事情。
Don't have to ask exactly where does life exist in the blood.
或者在他这个上半部的血里面，还下半部他流的一半的话是死人还是活人，就是这种这些细节，我们不需要去担心。
We don't have to worry about the details.
但是这个是有很多象征性的意义在里面。
It's symbolic.
是生命是在一个人的血里面。
The life of a creature is in the blood.
所以我如果说我没有看错的话，你在圣经里面，你很多时候你把血换成生命的时候，这节经文是可以讲得通的。
So a lot of places in Bible, you can exchange blood for life.
比如说在旧约里面，你把那个血，流人的血。亚伯这个该隐把杀了该隐以后，那个血会有呼声跟上帝呼求，那个血其实就是讲到他的生命。
In the Old Testament, it says the blood called out to God after Abel slayed Cain, and the blood means life.
他说你杀人流着血，这个就是有呼声会到上帝面前的。
It says the blood will call out to the God. To God.
他说不能流人的血，就是不能取人家的命的意思。
Cannot shed blood, that means you cannot take life.
还有他们在食物上也多有禁忌。
And in the food, they also have a lot of taboo.
他们不能够让肉跟血混在一起吃，这个是一个大忌啊。
It says you cannot eat the blood and the meat together.
所以说，如果说你们跟犹太人若有犹太人熟一点的话，他们所谓的 kosher 就是他们的食物不能够有任何沾到血的。
If you know about the kosher food, the kosher food that means it cannot touch blood.
因为有血就是可能代表生命，你吃了那个肉的话，你把人家生命吃掉，这是圣经很禁止的。
The Bible forbid you to touch the blood because it takes the life.
所以有很多的这些很严格遵守律法的人，他们家有两个厨房的。
If people are really strict about the law, they have two kitchens.
一个厨房是普通厨房。
One ordinary kitchen.
另外一个厨房是完全没有任何的血的一些遗迹，一些任何的 residue 都没有的。
And the other kitchen does not.Cannot contain any blood.
所以在 有些犹太人心中，那个血是代表生命，这个意思非常的强烈。
There's a strong sense to connect blood to life.
但是血又同时在这个时候又代表红色。
At the same time, the blood is red.
所以我自己个人的感受就是说，不知不觉我们就把红色跟生命两个就连在一起了。
That's the reason why we connect red to life.
这个是我的体会，我也愿意从这里面跟各位继续的分享下去。
And this is my understanding, and I would like to share with you.
为什么圣经对血这件事情看得这么重要呢？
Why is blood so important in the Bible?
耶稣自己讲过一段很惊天动地的一句话。
Jesus said the following passages.
耶稣讲过这句话，很让人不知所措。
When Jesus said the passages, a lot of people are lost.
我们来念一次好吗？
Let's read it together.
这句你们念过没有？这段你们念过没有？
Have you read this passage?
你们以前念的时候，这是什么回事？
Were you surprised when you read this passage?
很多人有些念到说，哎呦 ，so gross.
You might think it's very gross.
啊，这怎么回事？要吃人的肉，喝人的血，好像不可思议的感觉。
You think it's impossible.
但是这确实是耶稣说的，我们能够说什么？
But here Jesus did say that.
所以我们今天来看一看这段经文，好吗？
Let's look at this passage today.
好，我们一起来念一次，好
不好？ Let's read it together.
来，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，
unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
有生命在你里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.And I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, my blood is real drink.
真是可喝。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them.
Wow! Wow! Isn't that something? 你要吃耶稣的血，喝他的肉，好像你是气他的还是恨他？你不能是把他个剥他的骨，吃他的肉，那个啃他的骨那种，有没有那种感觉？
Are you really gonna?Are you really going to eat Jesus flesh and drink his blood? Do you hate him that much?
我们想吃人的肉，通常有两种情况。
When you think about eating somebody, usually it has two meanings.
第一个是爱的可以的，你会想吃他的肉。
One is you love him so much.
真的，你不相信问问这些妈妈们，对不对？啊，Rose 是不是？德云啊，
You can ask the moms.
你看到你们的 baby 可爱的可以的时候，你是不是想吃他的肉？是不是？
没有。
好了好了。
When you love the baby so much, would you like to eat?
也许夸大其词哈，因为据我所知，很多人很多妈妈自己讲啊，她说爱的那种，简直就是要把它吃下去那种感觉，有没有啊？没有啊，啊，有啊，有没有？没有啊。上海人当然没有。
那我爱我的女儿，我就好咬她，我太喜欢她，我就
咬它一口，咬它就想吃嘛，不是想吃啊，不是咬啊、哦，好好好，那好，下次爱再多一点哈。好了，我的意思是说，你爱他爱到一个程度，你好像要把他吃下去啊。
That means you love him to the extent that you want to take him in.
好了，另外一种是你气他，你想把他吃掉。
And another circumstances if you hate somebody so much.
啊，这个不管是你爱也好，气也好，但是这个地方讲的是不是到底这回事呢？是恨耶稣呢，还是爱耶稣？
But here, what does it mean? Does it mean you love Jesus or you hate Jesus?
耶稣自己讲，他自己讲，他说我实实在在，不是实在哈，是实实在在的告诉你。
Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you."
这不是 truly, I truly, truly tell you, I amen, amen tell you. 这个是一个很 solemn, 很实在、很实在的一个句子，我们不能够轻看的句子。
And Jesus put many emphasis here and say, "Truly, truly, I tell you."
而且这一段经文是。在这个约翰福音是约翰写的。
And here, it's in the Gospel of John.
基本上他是最后一个写福音书的人。
He is the last one to write the Gospel.
所以他写这福音书的时候，前面三本福音书都已经出来了。
When he wrote that book of John, the other three Gospels was already written.
很可能他看到前面三本，哎呀，没有这一段，他说这一段我一定要写。
Very possible when he read the other three gospels, he saw they missed this passage, and he thought we have to include this.
耶稣自己讲的话。
And this is Jesus' word.
而且是很重要的话。
It's very important words.
所以他要把它写出来。
So therefore, he need to record it down.
他就写说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”
He said, "Very truly, I tell you."
你们若不吃人子的肉
，unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man.
人子是谁啊？
Who is Son of Man?
人子是谁？耶稣就是他自己，对不对
？Son of Man is Jesus himself.
换句话说，他说：“你们若不吃我的肉
，In another word, it says, unless you eat my flesh,
你不喝我的血
，and drink my blood,
就没有生命在你们里面。
You have no life in you.
这怎么解释
？How do you explain this?
怎么样去吃人的肉，喝人的血？”可以有生命在它里面。
How can you eat the flesh and drink the blood and you can have life?
我们通常了解圣经是照我们的层次去了解的。
A lot of times we understand the Bible in our own level.
从我们的体会、生活的这个大架框里面、认知里面去了解圣经。
We read the Bible with our own experience of life.
我们的大架框是这个世界，这个物质世界的范畴。
And our frame thinking is this is world.
我们能够想到的就是在这个范畴里面。
And all we can think about is this material world.
那我自己认为在这个地方讲的，它不是指肉体的肉体的血。
But my understanding is this flesh and blood is not in this worldly frame.
是在一个灵里面的层次。
It's in the spiritual world.
是在不是跟我们物质界是相关的，是完全分开来的。
The spiritual world is different from the material world.
因为生命是灵。
Because life is spiritual.
你要怎么样得到灵呢？
How can you have the spirit.
一定要用灵的方法。
You have to gain it in the spiritual way.
好，这句话弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Do you understand?
你不能够用物质界的东西来满足你灵里面的需要。
You cannot meet your spiritual need with your material world.
如果你们大家都同意生命是一个灵的世界的话，
If you all agree that life is a spirit,
吃人的肉喝人的血，耶稣讲的也是灵里面的一个层次。
And then eat the flesh and drink the blood is also in the spiritual level.
我们在每个月的第二个礼拜，我们都有薄饼。
We all have communion one week in a month.
我们吃这个饼喝这个杯什么意思？
When we eat the bread and drink the cup, what does it mean?
每一次我拿起饼来的时候，
Each time I took the bread,
我说这个是代表主耶稣的身体。
I said it represents Jesus' flesh.
就是代表他的肉啊。
It represents his flesh.
这个是代表他的血。
And this cup represents his blood.
当我们吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候，
When we eat the bread and drink the cup,
就是吃耶稣的肉喝耶稣的血，明白吗？
It symbolizes that you eat the flesh and drink the blood of
Jesus. 当我们愿意把耶稣基督接进我们生命里面来的时候，
When we are willing to take Jesus into our life,
就好像吃他的肉喝他的血一样啊。
It is same as we eat his flesh and drink his blood.
或者可以说灵里面的肉，灵里面的血。
Or in another word, is flesh and the blood in spiritual level.
我们把他这个人吃进来了。
We take his take this person into our life.
他的血，他的肉都进到我里面。
His flesh, his blood all comes into me.
这个灵就进到我里面。
And his spirit also enters me.
跟我的灵合在一起。
It become one with my spirit.
这个就是这个地方讲的道理。
This is the true meaning of this passage.
所以弟兄姊妹，以后我们看到这一段的时候，
Brothers and sisters, next time you read this passage,
我们是要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
We said we're going to eat the flesh and drink the blood.
我们除了每个月第二个礼拜我们在这里擘饼之外，
In addition to the communion every month,
我也鼓励弟兄姊妹，你们在家你们自己擘饼。
I would like to encourage you to have hold communion at home.
这个饼这个杯不是说吃他的真的血，是他的真的肉。
This bread and this cup doesn't mean the real flesh and blood.
但是去你喝下去，你吃下去的时候，就代表说，主啊，我要你来，你进到我生命来，我不要你跟我分开。简单来讲，就是这个意思。
But when you eat the bread and drink of the cup, it means you want the Lord in your life.
当我们已经接受主耶稣，我们自己擘饼，跟弟兄姊妹擘饼的时候，我们就跟主的生命重新再连在一起了。
So when you have accepted Jesus, whenever you drink the cup and eat the bread, your life is reconnected with the Lord.
耶稣这个地方讲得非常的清楚。
Jesus said very clearly here.
他说，吃我肉，喝我血的人就有永生。
It says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
我们不需要觉得很 gross， 哎呀，要吃耶稣的肉，喝他的血，我们不需要。
You don't have to feel gross about it.
这个意思就是说，我们要接受他进到我们心，进到我们的灵里面。
This means we want to invite him into our spirit.
是全然的接下去，连肉带骨都吞下去那种的。
You accept him.Totally, including his flesh and blood.
不是说我要只吃肉，我要只吃血或者什么，不是，是要全然把它请进来的。
It's not a part of Jesus, but the whole of Jesus.
在这种情况之下，我认为我们就有永生。
And in that case, we will have eternal life.
我们的永生是因为耶稣基督的永生在我们里面，我们就有永生了。
We have eternal life because we have Jesus in our life.
你要有什么动作呢？
What would you do?
要吃他的肉和他的血。
You need to drink. You need to eat of his blood and drink his blood.
因为在这个时候，他的血就是一个红色的代表。
And the red represents his blood.
这个血就是在里面有生命。
The blood represents his life.
我们喝他的血的时候，生命就到我们的生命里面来了。
When we drink the blood.That means his life enters our life.
好，弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
这一段如果说我们能够明白的话，我们一定要下定决心，我们要天天吃他的肉，常常喝他的血。
If you understand that principle, then you would like to eat his flesh and drink his blood every day.
我保证你吃的越多不会越胖。
I guarantee you won't gain weight.
那些担心体重的人、啊、包括我自己，不是讲别人哈，你们不要自己对号入座 ，OK？
If you worry about your weight，
如果说我们愿意在主面前强壮的话，我们尽量多吃，尽量多喝，保证不会胖、啊、
If you want to be strong in the Lord， you want to，、啊、对吧 ？Is that right？ You say 强壮？
强壮 ，I mean，
bulky？
Yes。
If you want to be bulky,
strong, not necessarily bulky, right?、
Oh.
Like you are strong, but not bulky, right?
Bulky. If you want to be bulky in the Lord, you need to drink more and eat more.
我们要 be strong, 我们不是要 bulky, 哈。
No, I said strong.
Okay. 我们要 strong, 但是我们不要 bulky, all right?我们吃了会 strong, 但是不会 bulky, that's what I say.
OK.
懂吗？好，求主帮助我们，让我们常常多吃他的肉，多喝他的血，不会过重的。
May Lord help us that we will
是跟我讲的哈，不是
often eat his bread and drink, eat his flesh and drink his blood.
所以在我看来，那个血就是生命，就是我们不知不觉我们就对那个生命有向往。
And in my opinion, the blood means the life. We all have this desire for life.
我们对生命有期许。
We all hope for the life.
我们对生命有盼望。
We have this hope in life.
当一个人有生命的时候，
When someone has the life,
他不知不觉就会长大。
And he will grow.
生命有一个血或者生命都有一个自然现象。
There is a natural phenomenon about life.
它就会长大。
It will grow.
一个人长大的时候不是往下长。
You don't grow
smaller, whatever.
You don't grow smaller.
Yeah, 你是往上长。
You grow taller.
所以从来没有一个妈妈说，哎呀，孩子今天长得好矮哦，越长越矮，没有哈。
You never want your
都是希望他往高长的。
You always want your kids to grow bigger.
然后我们生命自然的现象还有一个现象就是往前走。
And also you want to walk toward ahead.
所以我今天在新年的时候要跟各位另外一个挑战。
So I want to present you this challenge.
若是血代表生命的话。
If blood represents life.
若我们每一个人对红色对生命都有这么大的期许的话。
If you all desire life,
我们从今年开始，中国年，我们是往前看，不要往后看。
Starting from this Chinese New Year, we'll look ahead.
如果说是你有生命，你要长大，你不应该往后看，只应该往前看。
If you want to grow your life, you want to look ahead.
圣经所有的教导都是跟我们讲一样的道理。
The principle of Bible is the same.
手扶着你向后看的人不配进神国。
If you look backwards, you are not worthy of a kingdom.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forget about past and look forward towards the goal.
我们常常会往 回头看，这是我认为是一个 人的非常大的一个弱点。
We often like to look backwards, and I think this is the biggest weakness.
我会鼓励弟兄姊妹。好的，成功的不要看。
I would like to encourage you, you don't look at your past success.
失败的、软弱的一些沧桑历史也不需要看。
You don't need to look at your past failure either.
我们很多时候，哎呀，为什么过去的光荣不能回忆一下呢？
A lot of time you said, I want to remember my past glory.
我自己现在可以告诉你们一点我的体验。
I can tell you my understanding.
哎呀，我以前过去认为有些经验，我将来都可以用得上。你看我吃的盐比你吃的饭还多。
You think that you can use your past experience in the future?
但是我自己告诉我的经验告诉不灵了。
But according to my experience, this does not work.
我自己认为有很多事情根本不是我们以前经验可以指引我们前面的方向，不行的。
My opinion is that our past experience cannot.Help our future life.
过去的成功并不能保证你将来的成功。
Past success cannot guarantee future success.
你以往的失败并不代表你以后也是一样会失败。
The past failure won't guarantee your future failure either.
我们让我们的经验好的坏的，这成为一个 reference. That's it.
You want your past experience to be only a reference.
我不建议回头看，好汉不提当年勇。
I don't want you to look behind.
我也不愿意你往过去的失败经历看，哎呀，我过去如此，将来大概是也是如此。
Whether it's success or failure.
我们在主里面每天都是新造的人，对不对？
We are a new person in the Lord every day.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹，你往前看，你今天就是一个新造的人。
So I encourage you to look ahead. And today you are a new person.
不要让过去的包袱，好的也好，成功的也好，失败的也好，成为你的重担。包袱跟重担，不要把它画上等号。
Do not make your past experience to be a burden.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面应该是只有往前看的，没有往后看的。
So therefore, in the Lord, we want to look ahead.
特别是我们这些年纪稍微长一点的。
Especially of our old people.
如果我们天天只懂得往回看，
If we always look behind,
我们根本人生就没有希望。
We don't have hope.
我们活到这个岁数，将来还有多少岁数？不知道啊。
How many more days do I have? I don't know.
没了就没了，是不是？
It can disappear anytime.
我们的盼望是 beyond 这个 life, 对吗？
Our hope is beyond this life.
所以我们的，若我们有在主里面有信仰，我们的希望并不止于在今日这个世界里面过好日子，我们更是在永远永生里面与神同在。
If you have the faith, then your hope is beyond this world.
所以我们的希望并不是只是在世界上有好工作、好老婆、好丈夫、好孩子、好车子、好房子等等，就没有了，玩得开心，就不是只是这样子。
Our hope does not lie in the success of current life.
我们的 hope 是 beyond this life, 是进入永生永永远远的。
Our hope is in our eternal life.
要不然我们做基督徒活的年纪越大越糟糕，就不是一个真的基督徒，我敢这样子讲。
If you are older and you are more pitiful, then you are not a real Christian.
哎呀，如果说我们活到年纪越大越觉得没有希望，越没有盼望，我觉得我们的信仰出了问题。
If we don't have hope in future, then our Christian faith is probably have problem.
我自己认为我们年纪越大，特别是女士们哈，你们有大部分都怕老，男人也怕老了。 But anyway, 反正如果我们年纪越大的时候，应该是越开心，我们离主见主面的日子更近了。
If you're getting older, that means you're getting closer to see the Lord.
哎呀，我们都没有准备好见主面，我们当然不会开心。求主怜悯我们，让我们有那样子的期许，离主面更近的时候是越开心。
We pray that the Lord give us this hope that we can be happier when we are expecting to see the Lord.
这个是生命的一个自然现象。
Life will grow naturally.
当我们喜欢红的时候，
If you like red,
当我们吃主的肉喝他的血的时候，
When we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus,
我们就有永远的盼望。
We have eternal life.
这个盼望是超过我们今生一直到永远的。
Our hope is beyond this life. It's in the eternal life.
常常说我们有两个 version, 两个版本。
I often mention that we have two versions.
我现在过的是 Frank 1.0。
My current life is Frank 1.0.
我盼望我是过 Frank 2.0 那一天早点来。
I hope that my 2.0 version comes early.
如果你没有把握你没有 2.0 的版本，
If you are not sure about your 2.0 version,
你的 1.0 到有一天 expire,
and your 1.0 version will expire one day.
Just expire, that's it.
That's it.
你就没有 2.0 了。
You don't have the 2.0 version.
但是我们在神里面有 2.0 的把握和盼望的时候，
However, if we have the assurance and the hope in our 2.0 version,
我盼望我早一点升级，
I hope that I can upgrade sooner.
我盼望我早一天过 2.0 永远的日子。
I hope that I can enter 2.0 earlier.
这个就是生命的意思。
And this is the meaning of life.
只有在吃主的肉喝他的血才有永生。
Whoever eats the bread, whoever eats the flesh and drinks the blood has eternal life.
在末日我要叫他复活。
I will raise them up at last day.
他又再强调，我的肉真是可以吃的。
My flesh is real food.
我的血真是可以喝的。
And my blood is real drink.
再强调一次，然后吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
And he emphasized again, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them.
弟兄姊妹，我要鼓励弟兄每一个人。
I would like to encourage every one of you.
在这个中国的新年以后，
In this Chinese New Year,
我们常常吃他的肉喝他的血。
We will often eats the bread, eats the flesh, and drinks the blood.
对，我们很喜欢穿红衣服，很好。
We like to wear red clothes.
但是我们喜欢的时候，我们想想后面你为什么喜欢。
But when you wear it, think about why you like it.
照我的想法是，很可能你对那个生命都有一份期许在那里，所以你喜欢红。
In my guess is you have a desire for life. That's why you like red.
那中国人特别明显，什么都是红，都是要好，红包、红衣服。红嫁妆 whatever 都是红的、
it is pretty,
买红车我们这边有没有买红车的没有
It is very prevalent in Chinese culture、
哦、
我有二十多件红裙子
你对生命心里面很有憧憬、
you have the hope for life
我们求主帮助我们让我们想到红的时候我们就想到是生命
We pray that whenever you think about red, you can think about life.
好，那我们就不动，结论出不来，而且没有结论了，哎呀，糟糕。
No conclusion today.
No summary. 哎呀，好了好了，那我不管了，我就讲照我记忆讲哈，你帮我看一下。好，结论三点啊。
So there are three summary points.
第一个结论我自己认为是红的是代表生命。
First is I think red represents life.
红是先代表血。
Red represents blood.
血就是代表生命。
Blood represents life.
所以这三样东西我自己觉得是一个混合体一个一样东西。
So in my opinion, these three are equivalent.
代表我们人心对生命那种期许那种渴望灵里面得到神的那一块。
It spells out our desire for life in spirit.
所以我自己盼望，我们每一个人，我们看到红的时候，我们就想到耶稣的血是红的。
So whenever you see red, I hope you can remember Jesus' blood is red.
他的生命在他的血里面。
His life is in his blood.
当我们喝他的血的时候，我们就把他的生命喝到我们生命里面。
When we drink his blood, his life enters us.
然后这个生命呢，也要自己会长大。
And the life will grow.
很多人没有生命的表征。
A lot of people doesn't have the presence of life.
我们要回想一下。
Well, I hope we can all repent.
一定要有生命的表征啊。
You need to have the presence of life.
这个生命会成长。
Your life will grow.
向上涨。
Grow up.
然后我们的希望是向前看。
And our hope is ahead of us.
我们从今天以后不要回头看。
Don't look behind.
好的坏的都不需要回头看。
Good part, bad part, we don't look behind.
我自己认为当一个人我们很专心往前看的时候他的日子是过的是对的。
And I think if you look ahead, then you are living your life right.
如果我们一直往回看，想当年如何，多风光，多漂亮，多美丽，多英俊，多潇洒。
If you always think about your past glory, it's not healthy.
你回头看看我过去多失败，多龌龊，多软弱，你看就是那个样子，我以后大概也是这样子，也不健康。
If you always remember your past failure, it's not healthy either.
我们永远要往前看。
We need to look forward.
最后一点最重要。
And last point.
怎么样在主里面有生命呢
？How can you have life in the Lord？
吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Eat his bread, drink his blood。
把他全盘接入到你的心里面来。
Take him as a whole into your life。
不要选择性的。
Do not selectively。
我只要你给我礼物，但是我不要那个给礼物的人，不好。
I only want the gift, not the person who give out the gift。
当耶稣基督给你的时候。
When Jesus gives to you,
当耶稣基督进入到我心里面的时候
，When he enters your life,
他所有都是可能是我的啊
，All he has is potentially yours.
包括那些礼物都在他里面
，All the gifts are in him.
你不要把礼物跟给礼物的人分开来
，Don't separate the gift and the person who gives out the gift.
我请大家把整个耶稣收到我心里面。
And take Jesus as a whole in your life.
不要挑三拣四，你这个礼物好，那个礼物好，我把礼物拿过来，你人暂时等等。
Do not select.
我们求神帮助我们把他的血、他的肉、他那个 essence、他那个spiritual body 吃到我们心里面来。
We pray that we can all take his spiritual body into our life.
在这种情况之下
，In that case，
我们就有永生了。
We will have eternal life.
求主借着他自己祝福我们每一个人。
I pray that the Lord will bless every one of us.
有了耶稣，就有了所有。
If you have Jesus, you have everything.
真的 ，potentially， 你有所有的。
You potentially have everything.
我们常常把这两件事情分开。
We often separate these two things.
礼物跟给礼物的人分开，不要。
The gifts and the gifter.
当你把那个给礼物的人收到你心里面来的时候
，If you take the gifter into your life，
他能够给的礼物都在你里面。
All the gifts that he can give out is within you.
都是 potentially is yours. Potentially, 我再强调，你要
去earn，你要去
赚，你要付代价。但是 potentially 都在你里面。
Potentially, they are all yours.
求主帮助我们，让我们有这个智慧啊。
I pray that we have this wisdom.
吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Eat his flesh and drink his blood.
我们喜欢红色。
We like the color red.
我们让我们喜欢到底，好不好？
And we will like it to the end.
求主帮助我们。
I pray the Lord will help us.
在这新年的时候有这样子的心愿啊。
And we have this wish in this new year.
好，我们起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们想到红，我们就想到血。
Lord, every time we look at the color red, we think about blood.
我们也知道生命就在血里面。
We know that the life is in the blood.
主啊，我们愿意喝你的血。
Lord, we are willing to drink your blood.
因为你的血里面带有生命，你的生命就能够进到我们的生命里面来。
Because your blood represents your eternal life.
主啊，我们感谢你，虽然我们不明白其中的奥秘。
Lord, we thank you, although we don't understand all the mysteries.
你既然这样说，我们就这样信。
You said this, and we believe it.
你说你的血真是可喝，你的肉真是可吃的。
Your flesh is real food and your blood is real drink.
那就说主啊，我要多吃，我也要多喝。
And I want to eat more and I want to drink more.
我要你的生命多多的在我生命里面。
I want more of your life into myself.
好让我在这世界上有更多更好的盼望。
So that I can have more hope.
对永生的盼望。
It's the hope for eternity.
对今生的盼望。
And the hope, also the hope for this life.
因为我知道我的好处不在你以外。
Because we know that all my goodness is within in you.
我有耶稣在我里面的时候。
When Jesus is in me.
我就有整个世界了。
I have the whole world.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这样子大的恩典和把握。
Thank you, Lord, to give us such a big grace.
让我们这么不配的人能够配得这样子的恩典。
We are not worthy of it, but you give this grace to us.
求主祝福我们在座的每一位。
I pray that you will bless everyone here.
让我们在新年的时候
，In this Chinese New Year,
明白我们为什么这么喜欢红。
To understand why we like the color of red.
也能够再一次了解我们对生命的那个期盼。
And also, renew our hope in life.
把你接到我们心里面来。
To receive you in our life.
谢谢主你的恩典和保守。
Thank you for your grace.
我们祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.